Most Wednesdays, you know what you'll find in the Marshall Student Center Plaza. Apartment complexes pitching discount rent, various student organizations handing out pizza and flyers. But this Wednesday, nestled in between a logistics company offering free energy drinks and a charity promoting a scavenger hunt, sat a table covered in a red, white, and blue tablecloth. On it were a number of pamphlets and flyers, including one saying, "Attention criminals. All law-abiding individuals on this campus have been disarmed for your safety and convenience." A number of student groups, led by the USF College Republicans, were seeking signers for a petition to get Florida lawmakers to repeal the ban of concealed weapons on college campuses. So far, just over 100 students have signed it.
Whether we get a lot of petition signatures or we get none.
Justin Homburg is a political science freshman and a member of the College Republicans.
We still feel like we have to present the view that you don't have to be content with being disarmed on campus, that it's okay to want to defend yourself.
Homburg and his fellow protesters have been wearing empty gun holsters this week to make their point. He says while the reactions to their display have been generally positive on social media, it hasn't always been like that in class.
We've gotten some people who have made rude comments, and we've reached out and said, well, why do you feel that way? Because we've wanted this debate.
Forms of that debate broke out sporadically at the Bulls Market. At one point, Richard Wade, an electrical engineering freshman with an empty holster on his hip, faced off with Willie Dixon, an international business junior. Oddly enough, both are U.S. Army veterans. Wade served 20 years, Dixon 3.
Having the weapon on campus, I just think it creates just negative thoughts. To me, it does.
It creates negative thoughts among somebody who might be inclined to break the law.
Dixon, who asked not to be interviewed on tape, said that while he once wanted to be able to carry his firearm on campus, he since changed his mind and thinks of USF as a safe place. For Wade, it's a different story.
Yes, I do feel safe, but the people in Virginia Tech probably felt safe up until the day they got shot.
And while Wade doesn't believe an incident like Virginia Tech will happen at USF, he wants to be able to protect himself in case it does.
It's like carrying insurance on your car. Even if the state didn't require it, I would have insurance on my car because I'd like to keep my car. If somebody hit it, I'd like it to be protected.
Constantine Ravin says it's not that simple. The biomedical sciences senior has helped form USF Students for a Gun-Free Campus.
We want people to know that if you're going to try to change the law, you are going to have a very strong and a very substantive opposition.
But instead of using what he calls the shock tactics of something like an empty holster, Ravin's group is pushing USF student government to adopt a resolution deeming the school, in consensus with the student body, as a gun-free zone in accordance with Florida law.
We've just decided to appeal to the student body. We're not going to carry around pictures of the massacre in Newton, in Virginia Tech, or of the thousands of people that die as a result of firearms in the United States.
Ravin says their resolution is still in the planning stages. The opponents of the ban say they're forwarding their petition to lawmakers in Tallahassee. They'll continue wearing their empty holsters through the end of the week. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.